Hey, I am back with another episode of the Ready to Rise podcast. Oh my gosh, it has been so busy lately. If you can hear my voice, you can hear that I'm still a little bit run down. I am just in awe of the crazy week that it's been since like last Friday. Like, it has just been so amazing. But I am so excited. Okay, so I got to the Galentine's event on, I got there actually Thursday. And on Friday, we had like a little group mastermind session. So for all of us who were in Crystal's mastermind, we got to sit and just have like a full-on session and get so much clarity around what we're doing, what we're providing, what we're, you know, offering to people. And it just felt so good for me to get so much clarity on what I'm doing and where I want to go from here and like what excites me and what lights me up. And it was extra special on Friday because if you didn't know, I am now a published author. I have a workbook that I, after a long, long process, it is out into the world and I'm so obsessed with it. It's so pretty. Oh my God, we'll get into it in a minute, but it's so gorgeous. And I got to show it to my mastermind friends on Friday. And that was such a good feeling. Like literally it was hot off the press. It had just published, I think like Wednesday night. And so I was like overnight airing it to Crystal's house and like her husband was bringing it. Like it was this whole thing to get this journal there. But I was so excited that I got to show everybody. And not to mention, I brought as many copies as I could get that night or whatever it was. And anyways, they are all sold out. Like at the event Saturday and Sunday, I had like a booth area and, you know, I got to, it was so fun because I got to be right in front of the photo area. So I got to see everybody and take photos and just do all of that. But the coolest thing was obviously getting to share my workbook with everybody, and all of the copies that I brought were sold. Like I sold out, and it was so freaking powerful for me to be like, this was, I mean, being an author, like writing a book has been on my heart forever. So I cannot wait to do that. But a workbook is such a huge step towards that goal. And I didn't even know I had a workbook in me. I didn't even know this was something that I would be doing. And so to have this out into the world published just feels so freaking cool. Like I'm obsessed. But I want to get into it today with you, and I want to chat a little bit about everything that happened at Galentine's this weekend. Hey friend, welcome to the Ready to Rise podcast with your host, me, Audrey Rose. This is the podcast all about taking your life to the next level. Join me on my journey as I create a life that I'm obsessed to wake up for every day. I hope that you are ready to create a life that you really, really love. Are you ready to rise? So, as I said, Friday was a whole mastermind day that was so beautiful. And then Saturday, we got to kick off the event just with a bunch of different speakers. There was like a panel that involved actually a few of the mastermind girls. My friend Kelly, who's been on this podcast twice, has she was the MC of the event. So it was just like so cool. Like there were so many people that have been on this podcast already, so many people who will be on this podcast, and also different people who have facilitated at my retreats were there. Like it was just so cool to catch up with people and to just chat. I also got to have some really fun conversations with a bunch of women who you will see show up in different ways at the next retreat. So we're talking sponsors, facilitators, speakers, just there's some cool stuff in the works that I got going for you guys, but I got to meet so many people and that was just a blessing. Guess who spoke to kick off the event? It was me. Obviously, Crystal and Kelly were up there doing their thing, but I was the first main speaker with a huge slot of time to fill. And I thought I was going to run out of words. I thought I was going to finish early. I did prepare a speech because I had a story. I have a story. And I haven't shared everything fully. I don't think that I've done my story justice in sharing every single detail about how low the lows were, or how the journey, like literally how hard this journey was, you know, like what I went through, what I learned. And I say that because I think it's so easy to share the highs. It's so easy to share the beautiful things that happen to us. But it's equally as important to share all of the lows and everything that we've gone through, because I want you to know. Oh my God. I just so strongly want you to know that you're not alone. There were a few women, obviously I'm not going to, you know, share any details, but there were a few women who were at the event and who stood up and shared, you know, what they're going through, what they're feeling. And they made me cry. Like, they brought me to tears because it reminded me so much of my journey and how dark it feels and how just disconnected and isolated you feel. And even when you're out in the sun, it's like you don't feel the sunshine, right? Like, there's just, it's hard. There's so much that comes with that journey that's just hard. It's so hard to do it on your own. And the main point of my message was, you know, obviously I want to share community. Like, we were in a community at that event. I have my own community. There are so many communities to plug into. Just find your people. And I wanted people to know that, because when I went through this journey by myself, it was by myself. When I first started learning about the anxiety and the depression I felt and all of this, and really the recovery in that really did shine a light on the fact that I didn't love myself. I didn't know how to love myself. I was telling the audience, I mean, and I know that a lot of you listening were there too, but I was telling everybody how there were days when I couldn't even shower. There were days and days where I would not look in the mirror to do my makeup. Like, I didn't want to pamper myself. I didn't feel worthy. I didn't feel worthy of spending time on myself, of putting energy into myself. And then there were times where you would see me with a pound and a half of makeup on, but that was because I was hiding, completely hiding behind all of that. And I also spoke just about hiding in plain sight, how we can bury ourselves with work or the 9 to 5, or we can hide behind this mask of busyness and I don't have time for all these things and I don't have time for myself. But guess what? We're hiding because we don't know where to go. So many of us don't know. We know that we're in this space. We know it's uncomfortable. We know it doesn't feel good, but we don't exactly know where to go. And for me, it was this whole, like, I kind of coined it like, I didn't coin this definitely, but I kind of called it like an eat, pray, love journey. And I had this, just this journey where I went everywhere and did everything in the US, by the way. Oh my gosh, you know, like whale watching on the ocean side, going to, you know, like, all these different workshops that I would go to, or like a sound bath meditation in a lavender field, or these, what were they, like group meditations at these, the Buddhist temple here, all kinds of these beautiful, like, what do they call it? It's a metta meditation. Just so many of these beautiful experiences that I love to recap. I love to share the tools. Why did I get started with sound bath meditation? Because I used to go to one every Monday night and I freaking loved it. And then I decided that this would be something I want to incorporate into my retreats. And as I tried to incorporate it into my retreats and bring a sound bath facilitator in, it didn't work out until it became me doing it. And then I learned how to do it. Like, there's just so many synchronicities along the path in my own healing journey. But doing it alone was hard. I would maybe know somebody in the Buddhist community from those metta meditations, or I would meet somebody, you know, at, oh my, like the sound bath, I would meet somebody, or different workshops, you get to know people. Maybe at a yoga studio, I made a couple friends, right? But truly, when it's like all encompassing, you're alone. And not having a community to go back to consistently, to share my findings and to share what I was excited about and to bring these tools to and be like, I just did this. Like, I hope you, you know, you should go try it. I hope that it works for you. I hope that you enjoy it. Without having all of that for myself to like plug into, I was so freaking lonely. And I think that some of that made it hard for me to gauge if I was on the right track or not. I knew that I could sense like if something made me feel better, made me feel like I was releasing or just feeling more energetic or happier, I could sense that a tool was working for me. But having a community to actually mirror it back to you or to tell you, like I made the joke, you know, at the event, like, you know, having the community to tell you like a silent retreat is probably not like going to be your cup of tea. Without that in your life, it just changes things. It makes it harder because you don't always know what you're going through. And so I think it's so important to just take a minute and talk about community, right? And how much community helps us get through things. Hit up the link in bio. All of this is at Hello Audrey Rose on Instagram. And you do not want to miss this. Trust me. We only do them once to twice a year. They're very limited, very exclusive. So you want to get yourself in there. You already know I love you and let's freaking do this. Continue living like that. And just noticing like somewhere inside you, you have the realization. Other people are not living like this. The other people are out there living their best lives, so excited, so happy. They're like, I picture them like living in the sunlight, just enjoying the world and just being fully themselves. And that's what hit home for me because I realized I'm not living life as myself. I'm not living life. I'm hiding in this depression. I'm stuck in this depression and I'm hiding everything. And I can't go on like this. Like, this is just not going to work for me. And so seeking professional help through therapy, seeking all kinds of holistic healing modalities and coaches and mentors in that space and learning how to truly start to love myself. That was the key that changed everything for me. Learning how to actually listen to what my body needs, listen to what lights me up and what excites me and chasing that again. Clearing my 9-to-5 busy schedule that I was hiding in was so freaking uncomfortable. Getting out of that space was incredibly uncomfortable, but actually going through and doing it, it ended up saving my life. I would go to a new place once a year. Once a week. I would go to a new place once a week. Whether it be like a hiking trail or maybe tea with a friend or whatever. And I would make sure that it was somewhere I had never been, just kind of reset the brain, get, you know, it excites you. It makes you get out of the house in more of an exciting way. And then trying all of those new healing modalities that really helped. But I know for a fact, if I had had a community rooting me on, if I had had a sisterhood and a bunch of people by my side, I know 100% that it would have been faster. So many of you keep sliding into my DMs asking, how do I truly become my highest self? Like, where are the tools? Where do I find this? How do I know which tools apply? And I want to share with you the number one resource that I can offer you. And this is the Rise Retreats. I have literally curated, hand-selected facilitators who are going to help you learn the tools that you need to learn to get you back on the path towards becoming your highest self. And it really does start with loving ourselves. It really, really does. So many of us don't know where to start. We struggle with this. We struggle with self-love. And let me just tell you, it comes from these tools that you are going to learn from the facilitators who are teaching you all of these things. So I have curated this very specific self-love retreat. This is happening in May 2024 up in the Tahoe area, California. And we're going to be, oh my God, we're going to be enjoying the views, like the snow-capped mountains, all of the things. It's just going to be amazing. It's May 24th through 26th. And yes, of course, seats are limited, my friend. So get yourself in there. It's already halfway sold out, which is crazy because we have so many repeat customers. So I just want you to be able to enjoy this. Just slide into my DMs. That's probably the easiest. Or hit up the link in bio. All of this is at Hello Audrey Rose on Instagram. And you do not want to miss this. Trust me. We only do them once to twice a year. They're very limited, very exclusive. So you want to get yourself in there. You already know I love you and let's freaking do this.
The journey
to myself, home to myself, rediscovering myself may have been a little quicker. Because when you have women that are on the same road as you're on, they are going to help you. They're going to hand you those resources. It's a friendship like nothing else. It's a bond because they're sitting there in the same struggles as you are. They can feel your pain like no one else can. They understand what you're going through, and they also are willing to share the resources with you. The things that they're learning, what they're trying. Here's the book, like literally handing you a book that they've just finished reading. I mean, there's nothing that beats that feeling. So I invite you 100% to step all in to a community. And just so you know, subtle plug here, the Rise Sisterhood is gaining momentum. I mean, this is literally a movement, the self-love movement. The Rise Sisterhood's gaining momentum, and we are a virtual community who meets once a week every Sunday, and we have a beautiful meeting. We call them connection calls or kind of like a happy hour call. Just bring your tea, coffee, a mocktail, whatever lights you up, and we have a beautiful discussion, like a roundtable discussion where we get to like take our mask off and truly be ourselves, truly talk about what's going on in life. Like, I think there are so many occasions where we don't feel seen or heard as women, or we feel lonely. We don't feel connected. We feel like we're on the outside of a friendship group looking in, but this is our place to be able to come in and just be where we belong, and we just connect and we get to plug ourselves into a beautiful community. So we also have facilitator calls once a month on one of the Sundays each month. And yeah, you get to learn and undergo a beautiful facilitation. We have everything from sound baths to all kinds of things. But anyways, subtle plug. I just want to say, as we wrap up, I just want to tell you that, like, I've been there. I've been through the days where I didn't feel worthy. I didn't know who I was. I felt completely lost. I had no idea what lit me up. And I think I want to leave you with this thought. It's not because we are not worthy. It's just because we don't know how to get into there. It's because we don't know how to come home to ourselves. It's because we haven't cracked that code yet on who we really are. So do something good for yourself today. Get a little closer to yourself. I would challenge you to not hide in the 9-to-5, not hide in the hustle and bustle, but to instead take a step home to yourself, pick up a journal, pick up my journal. Oh my gosh, how exciting. On Instagram, I will be sharing different prompts from the journal, but pick up a journal, get to writing something, or just even, I know like sometimes we slam bubble baths in this community, you know, it's, we call them surface level sometimes, but doing something like that where you can get into a more meditative state, a quiet space, maybe a hike, just to go do something for yourself to kind of get into the rediscovery. And just remember, I love you and I am so proud of you. And it's time to learn to love yourself. I'm so happy you got to make it to another amazing episode of the Ready to Rise podcast. Don't hesitate to share this with a friend that needs to hear it. Send it straight to their DMs. Take a screenshot, throw it up in your stories, tag me in it at Hello Audrey Rose. And don't forget, if you leave a written review on the iTunes app, that also helps people find it. So if it resonates with you, help others find it. And I can't wait to hear how much you loved this awesome episode. Have a blessed day.